Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
33 minutes from now, Robert Manning will be joining us, persecuted in the USS R that the United States has turned into, or the USSA. And then we have the lead singer of the rock band Iced Earth. They've been around for a long time, very popular. They're on a whole bunch of charts globally, continually over the years, so it's a top rock band if you haven't heard of them. The issue is they're putting out a completely free album, and they're launching it today on this show. And this is a platinum band. So, again, they're getting into the fight. And that's why I just pointed out, my films are all free. Same thing. You want to beat tyranny, you got to give something. And I want to salute Iced Earth for what they're doing. Now, look, we're able to fund our operation off DVD sales, radio advertisers, and sometimes it gets tough. But when you order the DVDs, the books, the materials, that is basically a donation. We're not tax exempt, though, because we're not under the globalist control. We'd be under government control if we did that, since they've taken over the charities and the churches. It's totally unconstitutional, but I wish we were tax exempt. I could probably do it if I wanted to, but then that would bring them into my lives, and I don't want to mess with it. The point here is that when you purchase the books and videos and materials on the sites, that's how you fund our operation. And it's almost pearls before swine with some people. Cast not your pearls before swine. At least they turn on you and rend you or tear your guts out. You know, I say, oh, here's a $200,000 film I made. You know, I didn't go out and buy two Bentleys with this. I made the film, and it's free. People go, so what? I mean, people on airplanes, interviews, 18-hour days, bloodshot eyes, composing the music, all the work that went into this with my team. And we say, here it is, it's free. And people tend to not appreciate something unless they pay for it. It's weird. So I hope you appreciate what Iced Earth has done, guaranteed losing millions of dollars giving you this for free. And I hope you appreciate what we do here. Because I happen to know smaller filmmakers than I that make more money because they don't let people duplicate their films and they don't let people have them on the web. And you do end up selling more. It reaches 1/100th of what you would have reached. See, I want minds. The globalists want minds for their evil aims. I want minds because I'm into freedom and liberty, and I get excited about the dynamic human spirit. And I get excited about my species and our future. And I don't want the bad karma. I don't believe in the karma itself, but I like the term. It's really reap what you sow. The average person doesn't know what that means now, but they know what karma is because it's been made popular. So remember, I'm always kind of reaching out to some of the lowest common denominator. I know we have listeners that are a lot smarter than I am, but there's some people that don't get it. I don't want to do bad things, not just because I'm scared of the universe coming back at me, but because I enjoy doing good. I don't feel good when I help a little old lady across the street because I'm into being a goody-two-shoes. At a fundamental level, helping people is what I like to do. At a fundamental level, I also want to knock the teeth out of bad people. That's normal, folks, and we need to get back to being normal. We become abnormal. I'd have fit in real good 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, folks, you know, living in some Nordic tribe somewhere. Just normal behavior. That's why people like dogs so much, because they're so similar to primitive man. They just, it's all straight up. You know what you got with a dog. Not these neurotic, twisted, gibbering, lying demon creatures that we call human beings. We have got to stand up against the New World Order. So please, support us. And since the films are free online, get the URLs for the free films and email it out to everybody you know. We'll be right back.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv and living color for all the radio listeners that wish to tune in on the web, not just to audio, but to the live video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up, healthcare bill wouldn't bring real reform. Howard Dean says he's getting ready to get somebody to run against Obama in 2012 because he knows Obama is going to be out of there. This is the third administration of George W. Bush. Obama is a colossal hoax. He's as big a hoax as man-made global warming. He's as big a hoax as WMDs in Iraq. This isn't about partisanship, left or right. It's about the truth. And if you're a socialist who really wants government health care, you're a well-meaning liberal that wants to help people that don't have health care, you have to be against this bill. Because it's, as Dennis Kucinich said, it is nothing but a corporate ripoff. It raises your taxes and cuts your benefits. And it puts you in prison. I mean, it's so un-American, it makes my head spin. So unconstitutional. Now, I'm against free health care because there's nothing that's free in this world. And it gives government control over your life. And any big government system turns into a ripoff. Because only big, powerful financial interests can come in and move the levers of government. So any big government is always going to burn you and is always going to be a fraud. That is the nature of it. It is like a law of gravity. or the law of thermodynamics, or the law of cause and effect. It is a law, not a theory. Big government is hell. People want solutions? Cut government. Instead, Obama has spent more money than all presidents before him combined. Now, the buck doesn't stop with Obama. I told people, in Obama deception and fall of the Republic, he will be politically destroyed. And then everything will be blamed on him. And then the next puppet will come in, and everything will be blamed on that puppet. Please, ladies and gentlemen, look past the little puppets dancing in front of you to the person pulling the strings. Bernanke, Summers, Geithner, Rubin, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. And finally, the real elite is being revealed. Now, in Copenhagen, the meeting is in trouble because Africa, Asia, and Latin America have discovered that its massive taxes paid directly to the IMF and World Bank from the third world and the first world, the developing and the developed, to be paid to the IMF and World Bank. The UN has no control, even if you trust the UN. It's going to the IMF and World Bank, who are even worse. They're the progenitors of the UN. It's nothing but a holding front for them. George Soros is involved. Global taxes, global GDP taxes, global taxes with a global authority over all money transfers. That's what's in the treaty. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Go over the documents. Go over the latest treaty. Paul Watson's written an article about it. He has links to the treaty. Don't believe me. Read this for yourself. Then when you see Obama up there talking about how war is peace and how this is a great deal for the third world and how America's bad and has to pay its debt, that's meant to sell the left and America bashers on, oh, we're going to get behind this, when it's actually genocide to their countries and is actually meant to target them and destroy the development of their industrial capacity. And as a death sentence, just the U.S. and Brazil shifting to 30% of their cornfields to ethanol doubled world food prices and killed an extra 10 million people from starvation. Normally it's 15 mil. It was 25 mil. Those are conservative estimates. You think about 10 million people. I know Stalin said that one person's a tragedy, 10,000 is a statistic, but you wrap your mind around that. You let that sink in. Now, in this segment and the next few, I'm going to play Obama's speech today in Copenhagen, the final day of the official world government event. I mean, that's what Ban Ki-moon calls it. That's what Von Rumpy calls it. The head of the EU, head of the UN, Schwarzenegger calls it that. David Rothschild calls it that. No more denial. Private world government. So I'm going to play Obama and briefly stop him and cover each lie. Here is Obama today in Copenhagen.
Good morning. It is an honor for me to join this distinguished group of leaders from nations around the world. We come here in Copenhagen because climate change poses a grave and growing danger to our people. All of you would not be here unless you, like me, were convinced.
Okay. Now, that's about 30 seconds of it. Let's go over the lies. He says, all of you leaders are here. You all agree that climate change is a grave and deadly threat and is really happening. That's a complete fraud. More than 50 of the delegates of the 190-plus that are there on record have said they are questioning ClimateGate and the official story, and a bunch of world leaders from those countries are questioning it, and that's on record. You know, the president of the Czech Republic, countless others, the Russians, you name it, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Indians, it goes on and on. So that's a lie. You're all here, you all agree, and you all agree it's a grave danger. And notice it's not global warming now, because things are getting colder, naturally. It's global change. The change is not normal. The seasons are not normal. Okay, so let's continue.
Unless you, like me, were convinced that this danger is real. This is not fiction. It is science.
Hit pause. This is not fiction. It is science. When the main UN university in England that produced the key documents, and the head scientist for the IPCC, Santer, separately from ClimateGate, now admits, as of Wednesday on national U.S. television, this is huge news, that he took out five areas of the report where the UN's own scientists said man is not causing this. The final report, they cut it out. Of course man can't do anything near the sun or anything near the moon. And the tidal changes from the moon, the amount of gases exchanged by all of that water moving. I mean, that alone, the moon is unbelievable. But the sun dwarfs it. So it's just incredible. All of it is lies. Continue.
Unchecked, climate change will pose unacceptable risks to our security, our economies, and our planet.
Hit pause. Unacceptable risk. You have the UN caught fixing the data. This is the same thing when he talks about this is not a fiction, this is science. That's like Al Gore talking about how he invented the Internet. Total lie. Or Al Gore saying polar bears can't swim and are all dying when their numbers have more than tripled in the last 50 years. Official numbers. That's like Bill Clinton saying, I did not have sex with that woman. Or Richard Nixon saying, I'm not a crook. Or George Bush Sr. saying, read my lips. It's a lie. It's a lie. So he's saying this is science. This is fact. You can't question. When their scientists have been proven in premeditated fraud. Here's a guy saying pay taxes to a private global corporation, the World Bank and IMF, or the seas are going to rise and you're going to drown. Back to it.
This much we know. The question then before us is no longer the nature of the challenge. The question is our capacity to meet it.
Hit pause. See, he just keeps saying, everyone knows, everyone knows. It's not a question. It's a fact. We know. The facts are in. You've got to do what I say. It's a fact. It's a fact. It's a fact. A total con man. Just a slick Harvard lawyer con man running a scam on the dumb public. Well, the dumb public woke up to your scam, buddy. Let's go back to him.
For while the reality of climate change is not in doubt, I have to be honest.
There you go. Hit pause again. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to play this. We're not even 2 minutes into it. He says, while the reality of climate change is not in doubt. I guess in a lawyer speak, that's true. The climate is always changing. Just like on Mars, the ice caps were getting smaller the last 50 years. Suddenly, the last five, it started getting bigger again. Because the sun just cooled off. That's why it's going to get colder here. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory, folks, that if you stand in front of a fireplace, it heats your hands, and that the sun heats up and cools off. It oscillates in cycles, in 21-year cycles and 11-year cycles. I mean, ancients worshiped the sun because they knew it created the heat. The UN said on Monday, no, it's not the sun. The sun has no effect. That's Associated Press headline. In fact, Google that. UN says sun has no effect on climate. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, penguins can swim. Their numbers are up. Polar bears can swim. They hunt on the ice floes. They're not drowning. The sun is what mainly drives climate. I don't know how many climatologists and astrophysicists I've got to have on to explain that. But when somebody tells you the sun isn't involved in the temperature, ladies and gentlemen, this planet would be below zero and would be hundreds of degrees below zero in days if the sun went out. We would be as cold as Pluto. Pluto, I forget, is pull up the temperature of Pluto. It's something like thousands of degrees below zero. You know why? Because it's thousands of times further out from the sun than our planet is. Look at that. No sun leak to climate change. BBC. I just, how dumb do they think we are? I'm going to come back and try to go through this. But he said nobody's questioning. No one's questioning climate change. You heard it from him. That's another lie. 31,000 scientists sent him a petition saying they wanted to talk to him. I mean...
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Okay, let's continue with Obama. So he just said no one questions climate change. Another lie. I mean, you know that's a lie. Even if you believe polar bears can't swim, penguins can't swim, the sun doesn't warm the earth, has nothing to do with it, you just saw the UN say so. You could fry eggs outside on the cement in July in Texas, but nothing to do with the sun. That heat's coming up from a grill underneath the concrete. Okay, even if you believe that, you know scientists are questioning man-made global warming. You know that's a lie. Now let's go back to his lordship. Here's Obama at the UN.
Is not in doubt. I have to be honest, as the world watches us today, I think our ability to take collective action is in doubt right now. And it hangs in the balance. I believe we can act boldly and decisively in the face of a common threat. That's why I come here today, not to talk, but to act. Now, as the world's largest economy and as the world's second largest emitter, America bears our responsibility to...
Okay, so now there's a bunch of America bashing. We're the second biggest polluter. China's passed us last year of putting out the most carbon dioxide. Let's not stop them from putting lead, mercury, and melamine in the baby milk and in the medicines and the foods and all the crud they ship over here. Let's not have China stop that. Let's have them stop putting out carbon dioxide. But wait, they don't have to make cuts under this agreement. Only we do. And so more of our industry will move there. But here he is in front of the UN, in front of all these countries, bad-mouthing his own country. Back to Obama.
America bears our responsibility to address climate change. And we intend to meet that responsibility. That's why we've renewed our leadership within international climate change negotiations. That's why we've worked with other nations to phase out fossil fuel subsidies.
All right, hit pause. What that means is, hey, the U.S. is run by the private banks, and the U.S. has funded the world government. We've been sucked dry to fund this, and we're intensifying our funding to buy all you third world countries off. And most of you presidents and prime ministers and parliament heads, you've all gotten giant cash payments from us to sell your people out. So you've been bought. So you deliver. You deliver cutting off the resources and fossil fuels to your millions of people, many of which are living on the edge of starvation, and millions of which do starve. You kill your people for the New World Order because that's what Dutch Rothschild and the Queen of England and David Rockefeller want. That's the translation there. Back to Obama.
That's why we've taken bold action at home, by making historic investments in renewable energy, by putting our people to work, increasing efficiency in our homes and
businesses. Hit pause. More lies. They always candy coat their global taxation grid in electric cars, windmills, things that sound reasonable. But really, even those are boondoggles given to their select friends and buddies as payoffs. That's coming out in the news. So that's an inside scam. And then they use all that fake environmentalism to block out real environmental action, real environmental controls like genetic engineering and things that are truly dangerous, nanotech, CERN reactors, superconducting super colliders, a lot of these super advanced technologies. The Pentagon admits they're messing around with antimatter. That's in the San Francisco Chronicle. Oh, let's not have any real controls on stuff that really is dangerous. Let's just, hey, you're for the future. You're for renewable energy. You know, you care, don't you? We're going to go out to break with Obama. I'm going to come back and comment on what he had to say and finish up on the other side. Stay with us. Back to Obama.
By pursuing comprehensive legislation to transform to a clean energy economy. These mitigation actions are ambitious, and we are taking them not simply to meet global responsibilities. We are convinced, as some of you may be convinced, that changing the way we produce and use energy is essential to America's economic future, that it will create millions of new jobs, power new industries, keep us competitive, and spark new innovation. We're convinced, for our own self-interest, that the way we use energy, changing it to a more efficient fashion, is essential to our national security because it helps to reduce our dependence on foreign oil and helps us deal with some of the dangers posed by climate change. So I want this plenary session to understand America is going to continue on this course of action.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
So now Obama, word for word, says what Lord Christopher Monckton yesterday on this radio show said he would say. Word for word. When I watched this live early this morning, my mouth was hanging open. I mean, word for word. We must do this. It's a historic global agreement. You're part of this. Your children are watching. You've got to do this. We've had all these years of inaction, which isn't true. They're taking over the counties and cities through the bureaucracies of all the nations, including the United States especially, all the different sub-regions, depending on how governments break that down in their federal systems. They are already implementing all this. You know about all the green taxes you're already paying. None of it's green. It's a robbery. So let's go back to Obama as he says, we've got to do this. It's historical. And then he goes on to say, even if you don't sign on, the U.S. is going to fund this, and that will just be private money to the IMF to go into round two of paying off other countries that they've already got under debt. This is their new way to get even more debt and more control. Here's Obama.
To mitigate our emissions and to move towards a clean energy economy, no matter what happens here in Copenhagen, we think it is good for us as well as good for the world. But we also believe that we will all be stronger, all be safer, all be more secure if we act together.
Hit pause. So there you have it. They're going to make the climate cuts here, which is even better for them in phase one, just like the big famous steel mill that just closed in England. The government paid them millions of pounds, millions of U.S. dollars, to shut down and move to India with no emissions controls. That's environmentalism. So even if you believe that polar bears can't swim and that carbon dioxide that plants breathe is a deadly poison, this is going to produce more of that deadly poison. Here it is.
That's why it is in our mutual interest to achieve a global accord in which we agree to certain steps and to hold each other accountable to certain commitments. After months of talk, after 2 weeks of negotiations, after innumerable side meetings, bilateral meetings, endless hours of discussion among negotiators, I believe that the pieces of that accord should now be clear. First, all major economies must put forward decisive national actions that will reduce their emissions and begin to turn the corner on climate change.
Hit pause. Even if you believe the UN's own Cook numbers, all of our evil carbon dioxide may increase the temperature by 1 degree and may make the seas rise between 7 and 20 inches. Nothing. And that's been proven to be a fraud. The seas are actually slightly dropping right now, and you can just go to any major coastal relay center online and read their 10-year numbers on the level. The last 5 years, San Francisco's water level's gone down by a few inches on average, but it goes up and down. The point here is that he's saying we've got to have these global emissions controls. All nations must implement this under this international agreement. And then now we have the agreement. It's a tax on all financial transactions and a global authority over travel. This is a control grid. Back to Obama.
I'm pleased that many of us have already done so. Almost all the major economies have put forward legitimate targets, significant targets, ambitious targets. And I'm confident that America will fulfill the commitments that we have made, cutting our emissions in the range of 17% by 2020 and by more than 80% by 2050 in line with final legislation. Second, we must have a mechanism to review whether we are keeping our commitments and exchange this information in a transparent manner.
Hit pause. That's the global government. Just like they attack your country if you try to build your own nuclear reactors or if you try to have your own central bank, they will attack you over your carbon emissions. They will put sanctions on you and then, yes, physically attack you. Physically attack you. That's what this global government is. That's why it says global governance in these treaties. I have the treaty right here. Framework Convention on Climate Change. Global governance, as they've stated. Back to him.
These measures need not be intrusive or infringe upon sovereignty. They must, however, ensure that an accord is credible and that we're living up to our mutual obligations. Without such accountability, any agreement would be empty words. Page. I don't know how you have an international agreement where we all are not sharing information and ensuring that we are meeting our commitments.
Hit pause. And that was a satellite blip from recording it, a TV blip from Denmark. We didn't edit anything. Well, you can read the transcript for yourself. And there he's saying you've got to have a global institution to enforce this agreement. Back to it.
That doesn't make sense. It would be a hollow victory. Number three, we must have financing that helps developing countries adapt, particularly the least developed and most vulnerable to climate change. America will be a part of a fast start funding that will ramp up to $10 billion by 2012.
Okay, stop right there. They say they're going to help the third world. All these are IMF World Bank loans backed up with Western tax money. And the loans are given, this was going on in 73 under State Department Memorandum 200, where Kissinger's talking about we give them loans to sterilize their women and to cut off food. And in the future, you won't get loans unless you cut the amount of food you eat. This is eugenics. This is population reduction. Let's go back to the video.
Hillary Clinton, my Secretary of State, made it clear that we will engage in a global effort to mobilize $100 billion in financing by 2020, if and only if it is part of a broader accord that I've just described.
All right, pause again. What he's saying there is, I'll give $100 billion to the third world, but we'll do it in 2020, 10 years after we're taxing you for carbon. Do you understand what that means? All right, let's go ahead now and go back to the clip.
Mitigation, transparency, financing. It's a clear formula, one that embraces the principle of common but differentiated responses and respective capabilities. And it adds up to a significant accord, one that takes us farther than we have ever gone before as an international community. I just want to say to this plenary session that we are running short on time. And at this point, the question is whether we will move forward together or split apart, whether we prefer posturing to action. I'm sure that many consider this an imperfect framework that I just described. No country will that it wants. There are those developing countries that want aid with no strings attached and no obligations with respect to transparency. They think that the most advanced nations should pay a higher price. I understand that. There are those advanced nations who think that developing
countries... Okay, that's another lie. We've got the Copenhagen Treaty. They're upset because they were told they didn't have to make cuts, and the first world did, that they were going to get tax money. Now they learn they have to make cuts almost double. Not quite double, almost double what the West has to make, and that the IMF and World Bank will be collecting all this money and keeping it for themselves, and the third world knows how corrupt those institutions are. So here he is, like he's the arbiter between the first world and the third world and the developing world. You know, he's the arbiter, when he clearly is a representative of the Anglo-American New World Order. Let's go back to him.
Are those advanced nations who think that developing countries either cannot absorb this assistance, or that will not be held accountable effectively, and that the world's fastest growing emitters should bear a greater share of the burden. We know the fault lines because we've been imprisoned by them for years. These
are energy, cheap energy has allowed humans to grow and has lifted a lot of people out of poverty. He's now saying cutting people's energy off is cutting their bondage off. Meanwhile, governments actually try to block real technological development, and in this treaty it says the UN will decide what new technologies can be funded and developed. So it's also a new dark age. Let's go back to it.
Here's. These international discussions have essentially taken place now for almost two decades. And we have very little other than an increase, acceleration of the climate change phenomenon. The time for talk is over. This is the bottom line.
We can embrace this. The time for talk is over. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to debate. Everyone agrees the Earth is dying from CO2. But everyone doesn't agree. So if everybody agrees, why is the time for talk over? See, we have to hurry and do this right now, finishing up with Obama.
This is the bottom line. We can embrace this accord, take a substantial step forward, continue to refine it, and build upon its foundation. We can do that, and everyone who is in this room will be part of a historic endeavor. One that makes life better for our children and our grandchildren. Or we can choose delay.
There you go. Hit pause. Well, then that's just 2-year-old level psychology. You don't care about your children and grandchildren if you don't give in to this. When in truth, cutting off the fossil fuels of the third world in their own Club of Rome documents, the State Department Memorandum 200, is meant to kill people en masse by starvation, which is how Mao Zedong did it and how Stalin did it. This is a death sentence, and Obama knows full well what he's doing. That's why he's the brown face on this, hoping to sucker the third world into their own death sentence. That's why he was put in power, was to sell this. That's why he was given the Nobel Peace Prize, to sell war, that war is peace. Back to the fraud.
Falling back into the same divisions that have stood in the way of action for years. And we will be back having the same stale arguments month after month, year after year, perhaps decade after decade, all while the danger of climate change grows until it is irreversible. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no time to waste. America's made our choice. We have charted our course. We have made our commitments. We will do what we say. Now I believe it's the time for the nations and the people of the world to come together behind a common purpose.
Stop right there. That's why Obama has told the Senate and the House, I don't care if this doesn't get ratified. I'm going to implement this by command and control. Remember that on Monday from the White House? Totally unconstitutional. He's not a dictator. But that's why he said that. Obama said that because he's been given his orders. The die is set. The U.S. has to be the sacrificial lamb. China, India, Mexico, and 100-plus other third-world countries, they're not going to make any cuts. The U.S. is going to sign on to the agreement. Europe's going to sign on, and we're going to have our taxes raised to give more money to the IMF and World Bank to go buy off the third-world leaders, to murder their people by starvation. Real simple. And that's what's covered in Eco-Science, written by the White House science czar. That's their plan. They want to get rid of people. And there's a lot of you out there that think it's the received knowledge that we've got to reduce world population and that it's the right thing to do. Well, you go ahead and kill yourselves then. Do not sit there and have a death sentence to these little African children and Latin Americans and Asians and others and then see American standard of living dropped. There's tens of millions of Americans on subsistence right now. There's people that freeze to death every year in this country, having their power turned off. This is genocide for all of you people that have been sold on this being cutesy and cute by the corporate media. You know the corporate media is death. What are you doing being sold by this? Wake up. Stop being schmucks. Stop being fools. Stop being idiots. Let's finish up with Obama, and I'm skipping this break. We're going to Robert Wanick. Go ahead.
We are ready to get this done today.
We're ready to gut America right now.
There has to be movement on all sides to recognize that it is better for us to act than to talk. It's better for us to choose action over inaction, the future over the past.
See,
with courage and faith.
The third world knows this is going
to
kill millions of people a year.
People,
and people tend to hesitate before they commit mass murder.
Thank you very much.
I mean, what a load of bull. So that's my breakdown of his 10-minute, 40-second speech. And I could talk for 10 hours about what he's discussing. I could spend an hour on each minute going through, showing the evidence of how it's all frauds. But why should I have to show evidence when they say the sun doesn't affect temperature on the earth? When they say penguins and polar bears can't swim and are all drowning? Or when they say the ice caps would be gone by this year, 3 years ago, and they're getting bigger. Or when they say any climate change is abnormal. It's nothing but scaremongering to accept world government run by a private banking system. All right, I'm done ranting. I've only got 10 minutes with Robert Wanick, who's been persecuted. We'll be rolling video in the background without audio of his YouTube video where he describes this. Robert Wanick, great 9/11 truth activist, great patriot. He is in high school, and he's won one of our postering contests before. And this time he got expelled for handing out the actual inserts that show you what's really in the flu vaccine. They admit there's mercury. It can cause Guillain-Barré, brain damage, neurological disorders, cancer. They don't want that being handed out. So he's trying to warn fellow students in his off time at school, and this is what happened to him. Robert Wanick, tell us again where you're hailing from and exactly what happened to you.
Well, thanks for bringing me on today, Alex. I attend school in Breckenridge, Minnesota. I attend Breckenridge High School, and every Wednesday we have a group meeting of classes called Connections. Last Wednesday we were given forms to receive our H1N1 vaccines on Wednesday the 16th. I decided it would be a great idea if I'd fill out one of these forms and attend the clinic to educate others of the possible risks, which a school should actually promote self-education of students.
No, you're a prisoner. You're not allowed to do that. You're to keep your mouth shut, and only in supermaxes are you not allowed to talk to the other prisoners. So you're in a supermax.
Exactly what's happening. So first step that was taken was my principal called my mom and asked her if she had signed this H1N1 form, knowing that I'm anti-vaccine. She said yes because she supports the education of other students who may not be aware of the risk. So
they were already watching you and didn't know why you were agreeing to do it.
Exactly. They were calling my parents.
Well, that's what wardens do. You know, he's doing his job as a warden. Go ahead.
And so the 16th came this Wednesday, and they were calling the juniors down to the science room to get vaccines from Wilkin County Public Health. They called my name. I went down there with about 3 file folders of information that simply had the insert of the H1N1 vaccine, the Novartis vaccine.
Yeah, you're like somebody in Tuskegee, Alabama, going and warning blacks not to be injected with syphilis. So you're a serious thought criminal. You're going to talk to people who are about to have a medical experiment done on them.
Absolutely. So my principal was at the door, and he said, Robert, you can go sit down. So I went and sat down next to a nurse. As soon as she told me to roll up my sleeve, I stood up and said, attention, I just want to hand out some information about vaccine risk. I only got a few flyers out before my principal came up, rammed his hand into my lower back, and started forcing me towards the door. I said, don't touch me, I'm leaving. He said, I'm just escorting you out. I was out of the room within 30 seconds, but I decided that I couldn't go back to class yet if these kids had no clue what they were putting in their bodies, so I decided to address the line. So I handed out about 30 flyers, one to each kid in line except for the science teacher's son who refused one, and many of them started dispersing and leaving the line. Others just said, you know, I have a choice, and
I mean, this is real rebellion against tyranny, but the science teacher kid, I'm a scientist. I don't look at what's in the vaccine. I trust my Soviet government. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so these students started leaving, and moments later I heard a student from inside the vaccine room say, I have a choice. I don't want it anymore. I'm not going to get it. And
so they didn't even know they had a choice, because all over the country it's come out. They are forcibly inoculating mainly elementary students because they don't know.
And the funny part about it was the nurse actually tried to almost tell him that it was mandatory.
Excuse me? Excuse me? What did you hear?
I heard him say, I don't want it, I'm not going to take it. And she said, your parents signed a form, you have to take it. And he said, I'm not taking it. And he walked out of the room, and all you heard was the public health officials trying to lobby his opinion to keep him in there, saying that.
But see, that's how this works. One person says no, and half the people in the line go, yeah, I don't want it either. They were just intimidated under the group psychology, the mob psychology, to do it.
And then once these students started walking in with these printed off flyers, they started asking questions like, have you guys heard of this? And the nurses either wanted to take the flyers or get these vaccines done as quick as they could, because every single student walked in with one. That's when my principal emerged in the hallway with a law enforcement officer and said, go back to class, Robert. He yelled at me down the hallway, or I'll have you arrested and removed from school grounds. And I said, I know the policy. You can't just override the policy. The policy for being out of class is a detention. And I was more than willing to take a detention to get these flyers out. And then after that, I decided I'd go back to class because I knew that they would ramp up the punishment But at 1:30 is when my class ended, and they announced, any teachers or faculty that want the vaccine, please report to the science room. So the bell rang, and me and about five other students who are educated on the issue of vaccinations sprinted down to the science room.
So you came back with cavalry. I bet they didn't like that. Now no, you're trying to warn the adults of the mercury and the cancer viruses.
This time I came back with printed-off articles of the 14-year-old student from Virginia who got Guillain-Barré syndrome. And I started telling people about how the Wilkin County Public Health form the kids were given said there's no link to GBS. And this started raising eyebrows because I had an article that directly links the swine flu to GBS, but the public health official was not about to let me in. She actually pushed me as I was going in the door and then put one hand on each side of the door and said, you're not coming through. So I could not get in. But what I did was I ducked and slid under her arm into the vaccine room where some teachers were already being vaccinated. I handed out about three or four flyers, and the science teacher comes up to me, and I said, just let me handle flyers. You can get your vaccine. I just want to handle flyers, and then I'll leave. He grabs me both hands by the shirt and says, get out. And right now I had a student with a camera just for protection in case I would get assaulted. And he goes, puts his hands out and says, I'm not assaulting you, and proceeds to ram me with his chest to make it look like he's not assaulting me. And he rams me out the door, and he notices that there's a student out there that has a camera. He doesn't know if the camera's filming or not filming, but this obviously upsets him because he just broke the law. He just put his hands on a minor. He goes to grab the camera, and the student does a handoff to me. I start walking down the hallway with the camera, and it takes him a while, but he notices, runs up to me, and what happened next was something that I didn't expect to happen. I thought he would ask me for the camera, but before asking me, he grabs me by my shoulders and says, give me the camera. Now, this is the policy is, if you refuse to give up an electronic device, you receive two detentions. Now, if the school was just and followed their policies, this would be definitely worth continuing my operation of...
But this guy is Judge Dredd, so he's going to physically punish you.
Yeah, so I said, you know you're not getting the camera. Give me the two detentions. He goes, it doesn't work that way for me. He then grabs me from behind as if he's bear-hugging me, but aggressively, and begins to jerk me around trying to get the camera, and which leads to me being flung sideways into a locker. I then got free and began to remove the memory card because I didn't want to be assaulted anymore in the hallway, so I figured I'd give him the camera and keep the memory card for any footage. And what he did now then was grab my wrist with the memory card on it, grab my wrist hard and say, and he said, give me the hard drive. You're not taking the hard drive.
So he wanted the evidence of what he's done. I have a special guest with us in the next hour. We're going to come back in 1 minute while we're getting that guest ready and have you finish Robert Wanick. We've got your video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You have school witnesses, though, of what they did. Finish the story and what you're going to do to stand up against these tyrants. Because if you let them beat you up, next they'll just intensify the abuse.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.